is in the studio. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq that we can, insha'Allah al-Aziz, benefit from the masails and questions and answer session. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This beautiful day of Jummah. And alhamdulillah, you are in Dundee. Mufti Sahib, first question. Can a person read Quran without a topi?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anything we wish to know, our first point of reference must be the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and their actions and their deeds and so forth. So let us see what the Quran Sharif teaches us. The Quran Sharif teaches us Surah number 22, verse number 32, Suratul Hajj, and that's in the 17 Jews, 17 Subara. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّبْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect and reverence to the landmarks, the symbols of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, that is a sign that the person has taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness in his heart. Today we see the Salafi characters, never mind just reading Quran Sharif, majority of them, they read Salat also without a topi, without a hat, without a kalansua and so forth. All of you Salafis and others who read the book Al-Qawlul Mubeen, Fi Akhtai al-Musalleen, and you will find there Sheikh Albani rahimahullah's fatwa, and he was asked about people who read their makshuful ra'as, that their head is exposed and no head gave the God. So even he said, la yajuz and makruh and so forth. Now understand what is Quran Sharif. It is direct kalam of Almighty Allah. And Allah is teaching us we must show respect to the landmarks, the symbols of Almighty Allah. So we also won't say it is farz and wajib, but we definitely will say it is sunnah and so forth, that you should wear the headgear and then you read the Quran Sharif and so forth and so on. When it comes to the symbols and landmarks of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, his sahih authentic hadith in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah, he Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَنْ تَفَلَ تُجَاهَ الْقِبْلَةِ جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَتَفْلُهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. Whosoever spits in the direction of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, tomorrow on the Day of Justice you will come and your spit and saliva will be between your eyes on your forehead. So to disgrace and humiliate you, you ask yourself, you're reading Quran Sharif, but you don't have that urni, that dopatta, the scarf on you, my sister. Although you're in your own house, there's no strange man there. Your man you just read without, you must remember, I had Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's adat-e sharifa, adat-e mubaraka, honorable habit was to wear the hat. Yes, Umrah time, Hajj time, the Master alayhi salam wouldn't wear, but ordinary time, the Master alayhi salam would wear. So therefore, we will say that that is undesirable and is not something that we will promote and advocate. Take lesson of Ummah from the mother of Abu Huraira radiallahu anh. When he came crying to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ma yubkika ya Abu Huraira? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my mother, she uttered such vulgarities, obscene language, indecent words against you, against your namus and your honor. Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibullah, I can't bear it, tolerate it, make dua for the mother of Abu Huraira. The Master alayhi salam makes dua. He reaches home, the mother shouts from inside, Allah, Rishnik Ya Abu Huraira, wait outside. She just finished her ghusl, her bath, everything, wearing her clothing. She opened the door, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu rasuluh. We opened that hadith in a mukhtalif and different turuq. You will find in Muslim Sharif and others, she says in the excitement, who's there? She's there, her son is there. She says, I forgot to wear my khimar. I forgot to wear my scarf. What does it tell you? Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha one day, go read Sirat ibn Hisham, Sirat ibn Ishaq, and go see. Jibreel alayhi salam was asked, why you didn't enter the house? I'm waiting for you, Jibreel. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said, Ya Rasulullah, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha's head was not covered. It didn't behove me to enter into your Hujra Mubarakah and your Mubarak house whilst her hair was exposed. Everything I gave you the reference. So you Salafis and others, you're not to catch a wink up, you understand? When we look at the person without a topi, without a hat and so forth. You know, Sheikh Ahmad Jidat, Rahimahullah, he did one lecture, he saw this one guy without a topi, he said, you look just like the Madraji. Said, oh, Sheikh Ahmad Jidat. Said, you look just like the non-Muslim. So you must remember these things there. So we must wake up and we must use our symbols and signs. And don't fear anybody. Allah will give us honor and izzat with His grace and mercy.
Mufti Sahib, is it wrong to still cry for your deceased mother after 1 year when you miss her a lot?
My beloved father passed away in 1982, Ramadan. Beloved mother passed away in 97. In both cases, I was there when they passed away, you see. Sometime when we speak about them, even now we cry. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they saw Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam weeping, crying when his beloved son Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away. He was only 18 months old, 1.5 years. Wa inna lahu la mustardiyan fil jannah, hadith Bukhari Sharif. And for him there will be a wet nurse, a foster mother in Jannah. And Sahaba said, you crying, Ya Rasulullah? He said, it is rahmah to cry. When you cry and unintentionally, after 3 months, 6 months, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and it's unintentionally, then remember it is rahmah. You go to Pakistan, you go to Cairo, Egypt, all that, they have the baqiyat and mukiyat, they have the women who are given money, dollars and rupees and what have you, Egyptian dollar and Egyptian pound and what have you, and Junaid they call it, and then yeah, they give them rupees. They talk, they joke, they laugh. When the girl, the women come, they start crying and making kali kali and pretending, they make them cry and all that. So all that is haram. But you, O son, O daughter, you think of your beloved mother, what sacrifices they made for us. They may sacrifice, the candle burns, it's getting shorter, but the light, we take the benefit. They made all the sacrifice, and today we are now enjoying all the fruits. How can we ever forget them? So daily, make dua, Maulana Salim Kareem, Hafizullah told you just now, make special dua for your parents, Rabbana filli wa liwalidayya wa lilmu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Chapter number 14, verse 41, the second last page, remember, of the 13 Jews, 13 Sufara. You the man, man zara qabra abawayhi, aw ahadima yawm al-jumu'ah. Whosoever visits the grave of his parents, both of them or one of them, provided that they passed away with Iman and Islam. Yawm al-jumu'ah on a Friday, hufira lahu, you will be forgiven, wa kutiba baba, considered as a pious son of your parents. You women, you read all the du'as for your beloved parents, Allah will give you the same reward. See, today, my brother Hafiz Luqman will take me, inshallah, from here to MP's farm, Haji Muhammad Farooq's farm, and then Hafiz Adil first stop, Mohan Qasim Sema. He's our father, spiritual father. He started the first Darulum in South Africa, 1973. Our first group of ulama in the history of South Africa graduated, 7 of them. 4 of them already passed away. Now tomorrow and Sunday is a big graduation, 45 ulama. First time such a huge number from various countries. So therefore I said I must be there, inshallah. So therefore father doesn't have to mean literal father. Can mean spiritual father also. Our sheikh, our principal, our muhsin. So all that can become our father also. So therefore, we must never forget them and always make dua for them and make dua for the ummah at large.
Mufti Saab, my doctor prescribed a supplement which contains bovine gelatin. Is this permissible?
Our Honorable Ustad Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Saab, when he became a teacher there, Maulana, in Karachi, Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya, Newtown, Karachi, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Nawwar Allah Marqadah, who started the Madrasa in 1954. This is 1974. So Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Saab was appointed as a teacher. One day I asked him how it happened, he explained to me. Anyway, so remember that we, his first students, in the first year, we were his first students. So from 54, Madrasa started the Madrasa, and then 74, he became the teacher. We were his first students. Now in 2026, still we go there. Tuesday night, I was there because Wednesday I had to travel. So Wednesday night, with Allah's help, I go and sit there in the Bukhari Sharif lesson or whatever Kitab is teaching. So you see, so go study his Fatawa Darul Zakariya. 10 volumes are published already. In Al-Mujalladu Sadis, in the 6th volume, you will find an academic discussion regarding gelatin. So our Maa Qasim Sema, Mufti Rizaul Haq Saab, Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah, everybody had the same view and verdict. All forms of gelatin are permissible except that of the swines. So if you have gelatin, and it's bovine gelatin, from the cow or whatever, you see that, and from the kettle, then you say bovine gelatin, and you have it specially for medical purposes, then there is no ikhtilaf, no difference of opinion, totally permissible. Yes, if the gelatin is made from the swine and that, then it's haram and not permissible. Because the khinzir, the sewer, the swine, the pig, like the juplas and them, they haram, that pig swine is haram, bumper to bumper, top to bottom, it is najasul ayn. So therefore we will say that type of gelatin is haram, but other gelatin, whether the animal was slaughtered Islamically or not, the end result will be it is permissible. Maa Qasim Sema and Hazrat Maulana Burhanuddin, who was our guest from Lucknow in the early 90s, they went to that plant, the Davies plant, 3 times they went there. And they went to check and recheck, and then Hazrat Maulana Burhanuddin said, also it is permissible and so forth. So therefore, our fatwa, taqwa is different, precaution is different. We're speaking of fatwa, all permissible, all gelatin permissible, except that of the swine and the khinzir and suwar.
Is it permissible to make sajdah tilawat after Fajr and after Asar Salah?
So after Fajr, it is your habit, you're reading Quran Sharif, for example. After Asar, you read, my habit is when I'm in lanes, then I sit in a masjid, Sufi masjid, and everybody knows, then I read one juz or something. So if that time, while you were reading, you read a sajdah tilawat verse after Fajr or after Asar, and then you perform it, totally permissible, no problem. But now you read the ayat after Maghrib, you read it after Isha, you read after Zuhur, and now you want to perform the sajda tilawat after Asr or after Fajr. So you read it after Zuhur, the ayat. But now you perform it, you want to perform it after Asr or after Fajr, so that is not permissible. But if you read it that time, then totally permissible, no problem.
Mufti Saab, how do you calculate the iddat for a woman whose husband passed away? Do you use the Islamic month?
Remember, whether you use the Islamic calendar or you use the Gregorian calendar, the end result will be the same. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 2, 3, 4. So easy reference. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah. Verse, ayat number 2, 3, 4. Arba'ata ashuriyu wa ashra. When the husband passes away, then you, the widow, from time of death, you must count 130 days now. So what is the time now? My watch here is showing here, let's just say, about 4 to 6, right? In the morning here in South Africa. So now your husband passes away. So today, one day, when Maghrib time, and then tomorrow, second day, like that. So 130 days you will count, you see that? And from time of death. Then your iddat expires, so whether you count with Islamic calendar or you count with Gregorian, the result will be the same. So one. Number two, if you the lady, you are pregnant, then Quran Kareem states, Surah 65, verse 74, Surah 65 and verse number 4. Just number 4. So Surah 65 verse 4. وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَن يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ. When the lady, her husband divorces her, or husband passed away, then her iddat in all cases, whether it is for talaq or divorce or wafat or death, will be the delivery of the baby, giving birth to the baby, whether it's 1 week, 1 month, or 6 months, or 8 months. Third one, and this is very serious, you will understand, and it works out well. Tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, will be the first of Jumad al-Akhirah. So if somebody's husband passes away, tonight or tomorrow, so it's the first of Jumad al-Akhirah, whether you're in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwarah, Masjid al-Aqsa, South Africa, 95-99% of the cities, countries of the world, then only will you work with the months. So let's say somebody's husband passes away tonight, tomorrow, then you will count, you, my mother, Al-Ba'at Ashurin wa Ashrah, you will count the months. How? Now let's count. Husband passed away, now we're just giving example. So tonight, tomorrow, first of Jumad al-Akhirah. So Jumad al-Akhirah, then Rajab, then Shaban, then Ramadan, you see that? And then 10th of Shawwal. When 10th of Shawwal finishes, so then your iddat finishes. So that is 4 months and 10 days. So you will only count the Islamic months if the husband passed away on the beginning of that Islamic month. So these are the masail, Muslims, you must remember. And you, my sister, the widow, your husband passed away, Allah grant Jannah to those. You can't wear new clothes, even Eid day. You can't wear jewelry. You can't be applying henna. You can't be pushing yourself up and putting lipstick and dubstick and makeup and all these things there. When your iddat expires, our Indian ladies and our Indian tradition, custom is that must go out. There's no such thing must go out. You can stay in your house. You just wear new clothes. You wear jewelry. You put henna, mehndi. Now you show the people that you finish, you're out of iddat. If you want to remarry, it's your prerogative. No problem. You can get married. Asma bint Umays, radiallahu anha. She married who? Ja'far bin Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu wa'adha. He passes away, shaheed day in Mu'ta, day in Jordan. She married Sayyidina Waqar Siddiq, radiallahu anhu wa'adha. He passes away. That was, you must remember, that Sayyidina Ja'far in the 8th year of the Hijrah. And then you must remember that he passes away. Who? Sayyidina Waqar Siddiq in the 13th year of the Hijrah. Then she marries Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Obviously after the iddat is finished, then he passes away in the 40th year of the Hijrah, 17th Ramadan. And from each one of these three she had children. Asma bint Umays radiallahu anhu. So it's your prerogative. You want to get married, mashallah, Islam allows it, no problem. Your husband is died in months of Dhuat and the months of Dhuat. So husband died, you catch another husband. You see that after your iddat, no problem. Jeez.
Mufti Saab, can we give zakat to our Palestinian brothers that have arrived here in our country?
100%, we will encourage that, advocate that. You must remember that. You contact brothers Dr. Imtiaz, you see, Suleiman, you contact Mona Musa Lahir, you contact anybody that is reliable. They care nothing basically. So you give them zakat, you give them lillah, you give them sadaqah, you give them interest. You give them cash or kind, but give them clothing and then that a good condition, not half torn and tattered and all that. Quran says that you can't do that. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثِ. When you give out charity, don't make intention of khabith. You give the guy some socks. Bichara, he wears it, he can see his toes. Now what the hell is wrong with you now? You see that? When you spend in the path of Allah, Jalla wa'ala, chapter, surah, that fourth shifara, fourth Jews, the beginning, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never ever obtain true piety until and unless you spend from that which you love. First is you give money so they can buy whatever they want to, what they need and so. But if you don't want to give money, you give food, you give clothing, you give that. You know Maulana in Karachi how things used to happen. That Chaudhry, that Patel, whoever, he had a wedding and nikah. The food went off. They say Madresa Benzo. Madresa Benzo. Like we all bunch of paupers selling paupers there or something, you know. So I used to get so upset with them, you know. And I should never eat that food used to come from there. So remember, send the Madresa, the food went off. The wedding chow, you see the. They should think we all beggars there, all that. We must never accept them. We should just tell them, go keep it by you. We don't want it also. So we must treat the people with respect, even if they are poor. That is what Islam teaches us, remember.
Ustisab, my wife is a fitness fanatic. She intends to go to the gym where the CCB campus. What should I do?
So you must tell her, my poppy, my honey, what you want to go there in the gym, and then you're going to wear the tight, tight clothes. The men are there. You will be seeing them. They will see you. The CCTV is there. Come, I buy for you a few things. We buy a trampoline. Then me and you, we jump. There with the house. We see who can jump higher. You see that? We buy a bicycle. You see that? And then you go for 20 minutes, half an hour. Then I go. It's all haram, all this. Yes, shaitaniyat it is. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالْطَيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ Quran Kareem states, you must remember that the pure and the impure can never ever be equal, even though the abundance of impurity, it impresses you. You see, now your friend is going, the Maulana's wife is going, what you talking, you see that? They give me Maulana's wife or whose wife is not permissible in Islam, totally haram. Why? Our haya, our shame is an integral part of our faith. And things that are pure and impure. I gave you the pure example. I got bicycle in my house. I supposed to use it. I can't remember when last I used it. If my wife wants to use it in my house, I say, very good, use it, no problem. I don't have trampoline. If my wife trampoline, then she will jump and I can jump. You see, we will jump the highest. You see that? So sometimes I'll be careful, the woman jumped and he jumped and was the trampoline also. You know women how they are. You know that one who's story. Sheikh Abdul Quddus Gangohi. So his wife never accepted him as a Waliullah. He say, you know Waliullah. He just making kali kali pretending. Then one day she told him, she said, today I saw a Waliullah. So he said, what you saw? She said, I saw the Buzlu flying in the air. So he told her, it was me I was flying in the air. She said, yes, therefore you're flying so crooked and all these things. You see? So that is woman sometimes, you must remember. Go read that verse, it will help you in life. Surah 5, verse number 100. The pure and impure can never be equal, even though the impurity, it impresses you in most cases. Fattakullah, fear Allah, ya ulul albab, O people of intelligence and intellect, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you are successful. It's haram for your wife to go there, remember.
Mufti Saab, can I have a race with my wife in privacy?
So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you're in Medina now, I should have showed you the exact spot where the Master alayhi salatu wasalam raced with Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. And then the first time Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha beat Nabi alayhi salam. And the second time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beat her. So he says, Zaka Fazak. You know in English what you say. This is just how to explain to you. You say that for death, you know, that. So then as a member, so that you won, I won. We say even the first time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed her to win. Why? Tabtaghi mardat azwaji. In life, many things you must do just to please your wife. You see that? And remember this type of thing. Or to be a tanpot dictator and this. Marriage is not a dictatorship, it's a partnership. So you want to run. So in your passage you run. You see, 5 laps, 10 laps. So who's going to win? You must let your wife win. You see that? Not you be a tongue-pot dictator and every time you win and so. You run in your house, you run there in your backyard, nobody can see you, it's fine. But you want to run in the stadium and all that. The woman's breast going up and down and it is all that. Absolutely haram it is. Remember that where ghairat people do that. People who got no shame and no modesty. Immoral people do that. Remember.
Okay, sir, what is the preferable age to get married and is age a factor when considering choosing a spouse?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Quran Sharif, Uruban Ataraba. When you get married, you must look at Ataraba. So I was playing in the sand at that time, and my wife was playing in the sand, turab. From that ayat, from that word, the ulama have deduced that it is desirable, meritorious virtues that you get married to a lady in your same age range. You see that? Your outlook of life will be very similar. Now that old Baji is 70 years old, 80 years old, one leg you must remember in the grave and the other leg on the banana peel. And he gets married to a 20-year-old, 18-year-old Dutch. So she said, of course I'll marry him. I love him. You don't love him, you love his money. You're just waiting for him to pick the bucket and go, and then you are in heaven. You see that? So the marriage will take place. But what was the intention? You must remember that. So therefore, we're not saying it's not permissible. It's permissible. We're speaking of what is meritorious virtues. You want details, I give you details. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, her nikah mubarak took place. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu Allah, during the month of Ramadan, after the Battle of Badr, the details are mentioned in Musannaf Abdul Razak. He is Hadith Kitab. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the nikah mubarak. What was Sayyida Fatima bint Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's age mubarak? Ya Tura. You know what is Ya Tura? I wonder in Arabic. 15 years and 5 years old she was. You see that? So she was happy. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elated. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu very happy. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu proposed. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu proposed. You must remember that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, this. So Sayyidina Ali 100%. You see, all happens with wahi and revelation and so forth and so on. So all of you, even yesterday, and speaking of that, you would end the program. Good thing you asked this question. Morana jazakallah khair. I got 3 guys, all my connections, you see that? Hafiz, Adil, Qaji, handsome guy, 25, 26 years old. And mashallah, I vouch for him. And I told him, Adil, I don't want no excuses. 20, 26, you must get married. Then my connections here, yeah, was Zahir Musa's 2 sons. One is Uzair and the other guy, what's his name? You see, Rehan. So this type of thing, mashallah. So good guys, you must remember. Good character, good akhlaq, and mashallah, good money, everything good. And so you get married, right? So Surah 25, verse 74, Rabbana ablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Story time, then we'll end it off. So, 74, with all with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, Allah's benevolence. 74, from Karachi. Went for Umrah, spent 6 weeks there, my beloved parents came Ramadan. 75, went for Hajj from Karachi. 76, I was coming home, first holiday, so I made Umrah and came home. I'm alone. Then 79, I was coming home second time, so again I made Umrah and I made up my mind how to get married, you see. So then I made Umrah to catch the Zilaf of the Kaaba and go with Muslim and cry and cry. Ya Allah, give me such a Zawja. That how I told Adil, Hafizahullah, I said, Allah give our Hafiz Adil Zawjatan Salihatan Jameelatan Afifatan, a pious wife, beautiful wife, chaste wife, pure wife, you see. So I just saw her and I said, we get married tomorrow. She said, no. I said, alright, oh, Shawwal, then Shawwal, we got married. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, then Shawwal, Mirqat Mullah Liqari has mentioned, you see that. So all that we carry on. So now, you must get married to a lady who has the correct belief, number one. You can't marry Shia and Qadiani and Agakhani and all that. Number two, you must marry a lady that you know won't sit on your head. You see that? My beloved mother used to tell me, he chokri bo sari hai. This one is good for you. I said, Mami, Ummi, just look at the hand. She got 10 churi, 10 bangles. I'm always up. She will tell me she wants one bangle, my wages will be gone for I don't know how many months. You see that? I don't want all this. You say, no, yes, sir. I say she's millionaire's daughter, she wants one. I want poor one. I don't want all this. You see? So you must see which kind of lady you are. And then things will work out. And every day you must cry to Allah. You are my daughter, you mustn't just look. You see, our problem today is two. The men, they just look at Jamal, the beauty. Dori, Dori, Ghost. How white she is. Mara, Mara on the wall. Who the whitest of them all and smartest of them. Whether they got brains or no brains. My auntie used to say, hello, even donkeys. You see that? Sometimes the white one, they are donkeys also. One auntie of mine used to say that. And then you must remember, and the girl's family, they just look at the mark. Which kind of car he came with? He came with the Porsche or the Ferrari. He came with the Merc or the BMW, be my wife. You see that? So both parties are wrong. You can't make Jamal the main criteria. Look at the beauty, but don't make it criteria number one and priority number one. You, the lady, don't make the wealth of that person. That person who's coming to see you, the shooter, some shooter are shooters, you see that? Then you just look at the wealth. Every party look at deen. If you look at deen, fasfar bidat in deen. Allow you, if you worry and you look after the deed, you bought the cow, the milk came free of charge. Protect the deed and defend the deed. Allah will bring the world at your feet. Sima Salim Kareem in Durban or Ladysmith. I am in Dundee, Junaid Mota in Lens, and the world is listening. Who does all that? Allah Jalla Wala, the barakah of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Wasila and the Capital Group. Allah reward you. Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.